Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our live line this morning, we have Dave Bernhardt with Mason City All Risk Insurance. And Dave, good morning.
Good morning. It's July 15th.
Boy. Right? Aye, 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 aye. How did we split summer in half so fast, huh?
Wow, isn't that for sure? It's that for sure. But things are looking nice and green. Looks like everything's settling down for the next few days, so that's pretty awesome. Like you and I were discussing earlier, I think the gutters and downspouts got cleaned out.
Oh, my. Yeah, I know my grandpa used to call those rains that we had yesterday, those were good old-fashioned gully washers, you know. And
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the same word.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the ditches couldn't handle all the water for a short period of time anyway, but it came down hard. And, you know, and I don't know, you were asking about damage and things like that, and I'm sure we had some trees down and some different things in different places, branches and that kind of stuff, but let's hope nobody picked up too much damage with the storms that we did have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very beneficial to everything out here, the crops. Hey, the sweet corn, Tim, is going to start rolling in, or it is rolling in the area, and that's a good thing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
July 15th, this is the last day that farmers can report their acres to their crop insurance agent for their policy, okay? Now, I know, guys, that you planted this stuff back in April, some of you. And some of you the 1st of May, but some of you out there really, really been dragging your feet on just finishing the paperwork, okay?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, so not very many, but a few. So, again, that's the big warning, alert, whatever, this morning. Get in there to your FSA office. Get your acres certified with them. What you planted and where you planted it and when, then take that documentation to your insurance agent. Today is the last day. We're at the 11:55 hour. So that has to be done. Then the staff members can enter it in the computer and we'll send you your completed policy. So again, anybody out there listening to this and knows a farmer, say, hey, give them a buzz. You guys got that done? Many of them will say, yeah, we did it quite a while ago. Awesome. Awesome. But believe me or not, Tim, there's a few of them out there. The old-fashioned term, they're still asleep at the wheel.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Well, and this is beneficial to them, too, right, Dave?
Well, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I think in some of our broadcasts, getting this policy correct and getting it done timely, this could be a very, very valuable piece of paper this year, just in case the rest of the summer doesn't go very well and we have to use it as far as because we lost some crop. And then you can go back and say, hey, here's what I got for coverage and here's what we got for damage. And then we do some comparison and see what we owe you. If you don't do that, how the heck are we going to know?
Oh, my.
You know? So again, we've sent out bulletins. We've sent out letters, smoke signals, text messages, you know, whatever it takes to make them aware of that. But in the past few days, in the past 2 days, we've probably seen more people than we've seen the past 2 weeks. I had to laugh. A gentleman stopped in yesterday, and I says, he's typically one of these last-minute guys. I says, what are you doing here? It's not the last day.
Oh, my.
He says, yeah. He says, yeah, but I got an appointment tomorrow. Like, okay. You know, how long have you had that crop in the ground? Several weeks, right?
Oh, my.
So yeah, that's just kind of what's going on with us here at the Mason City All Risk, so. And if you have a piece of paper that you receive back from your agent or us or whoever it may be, and you don't understand it, hey, pick up the phone, call, say, hey, what is all this stuff all about? all I see down here in the corner is a big number that I'm supposed to pay how much premium. But more importantly, review the coverage. If it's not right, we got a little bit of time to fix it. Okay? It's kind of like putting three or four cars on your auto policy, and then all of a sudden you take that one out of the garage that you didn't put on the auto policy and drive across town and run into somebody. Like, uh-oh. You know, I better call my agent quick. Like, why? It's not even covered, okay? So pay attention to that stuff and make sure that things get done correctly and timely, efficiently, all those buzzwords, you know. But and we like to see people, too. Stop in. Maybe we can compare rainfall amounts, what you got and where, and see how things are going. The common phrase I hear this year is things are looking really, really good for no more moisture than we've had for the growing season. And that's excellent. That crop hung on. It waited till we got some rain. Now, here we go. It's not this way in the whole state of Iowa, though, Tim. Down in southern Iowa,
yeah,
they're basically underwater. I mean, Lee County, way down there, you know, 2 weeks ago, 12 inches. Over this past weekend, 6 inches. You know, like the guy says, I'm not even sure my crop has any fertilizer anymore to even grow. It's all washed down the river. So, yes, and then I heard of some stories in Story County just 2 days ago about corn that was all rolled up and gray looking and pineapple looking. And so it's not the same all over, but fortunately, right here, as far as we can see out the window, it looks pretty good.
Well, you know, you're talking about Story County in that particular area. They've had some days where it's rained like mad, and then others where it's not. I mean, it's been an interesting summer, certainly, in tracking rain going through the state of Iowa. And if we can keep some timely rains going, I think we can really finish out with a good crop.
Yes, we can. Everybody says, well, how much rain you get, how much rain you get. My common answer to them nowadays is, depend on where you are standing.
Oh, so true. Very, very true. You know, we see that across North Iowa for sure.
Yeah, we were in Mason City the other night. We had a quick shower that came up on the south side of Mason City, real quick, just and then gone. On the north side, nothing. So that's just within the boundaries of Mason City. So, again, July 15th. Drop dead date to get your paperwork done for crop insurance, okay?
Well, get in touch with Dave and the team at Mason City All Risk Insurance. He's going to be parked right there on South Monroe in Mason City, right?
Absolutely, 1415 South Monroe. Come on in, check out the brand new parking lot. It's all nice and shined up now with all this rain. And, you know, I got to get out there this weekend and tune up the grass around the building a little bit, but I'll get her done. You know, my dad said, you know, do never mow the lawn when you can have mud on the tires. So just write that one down, Tim. When you get mud on the tires, don't mow the lawn. Wait another couple hours for it to dry out.
I was thinking about trying to mow in between showers yesterday, and that same thought went through my mind. So I was thinking about that same thing.
I should have took a picture yesterday. I seen one of the city employees and their John Deere tractors that they mow with.
Yeah.
He's going from location to location to mow, and it is pouring down rain, Tim. It is pouring rain. I'm like, what is this guy doing? Do you think that lawnmower can blow all the rain out in the street or what?
Oh.
I should have took a picture of that. It was pouring so bad.
And he was probably thinking, what am I doing?
Yeah, you bet. So, I hear you. But I give him a hard time all the time about that. I just, I'm kind of one of them guys that, you know, I like to mow when it's right. I don't like to go out there when it's make big clumps all over the lawn and all
right.
That kind of stuff. But that's just me.
Oh, I got you. No, I'm with you for sure.
All right, buddy.
Dave, good to talk to you this morning, and we'll be stopping by real soon at Mason City All Risk Insurance.
Please do, and everybody take care out there, and let's have a great, great rest of the summer, okay?
All righty. Sounds good.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
You bet. Take care, Dave. It's Dave Bernhardt with us from Mason City All Risk Insurance this morning on AM 1300 KGLO and KGLOAM.com.